He did so, and there he met a human-looking extraterrestrial. The ET told him that there would soon be a terribly bomb. And although the ET didn't mention Menger's recent healing, he did explain why they did it. As the alien told Menger, "We have been spending a lot of time conditioning you and preparing you for your work to come. We are contacting people all over the world. Liver and kidney cures." In 1967, the machine seller Ludwig F. Palman was hospitalized in the Maison Francais Hospital of Lima, Peru. Ludwig was experiencing severe pains and fever that were diagnosed as kidney problems. Several years earlier, in 1965, Ludwig was traveling through Europe and India. His career as an international health food processor and distributor made him, as he says, a perpetual globetrotter. While in India, he met a normal-looking gentleman named Satara and his sister Ziti. Under these several weeks of friendship, Satara told Ludwig that he, Satu, was actually an extraterrestrial. Although initially skeptical of such an outrageous claim, Ludwig was soon given reason to believe Satara. Like most contactees, though Palman was not the normal type of these, he was told many things. And like most contactees, Ludwig was on his own most of the time. Just because you have extraterrestrial friends does not mean that you can just sit back and let them do all the work. Contactees, like all people, must run their own lives. 2 years later, he was in the wilderness in Lima, Peru, when he developed his illness. Because of his extensive traveling experience, he knew how important it was to receive good medical care. He was very happy to get into the Maison Francais Hospital, which was well known for its modern equipment and expert doctors. The doctors told Ludwig that he would have to undergo an operation to alleviate him of his kidney pain. Ludwig agreed, as his fever was getting worse and the pain had him totally incapacitated. While in the hospital, Ludwig awoke one night to find a visitor in his room. He recognized the person as Ziti, Satara's sister he had met in India. Ziti wasted no time and immediately began treating Ludwig for his condition. She began by passing her hands over his body. She then gave him a small pill to eat. Then, as quickly and mysteriously as she arrived, Ziti departed. But they met the following day, sealing about the whole case on Palman's contact on other site on this web plaques. Within minutes after her administrations, Ludwig's condition made a complete reversal. He was instantly free of pain and his fever broke. As far as he could tell, Ludwig was completely healthy. The doctors were called in and were stunned. They realized that Ludwig was completely healthy, but could not explain why. This case is well verified by the doctors, who knew that Ludwig should have been on the operating table. As Ludwig says, "All of this may be checked by any one of my readers. I became the miracle patient of the famous Maison Francais Hospital in Lima, Peru." Ludwig had been scheduled for his operation that morning, so when the doctors examined him and found him perfectly healthy, they demanded he undergo a whole battery of tests. The tests verified the obvious, that Ludwig was perfectly healthy. As one doctor told him, "You're fit as a flea. Dash, this is really baffling. Yesterday you were a very sick man, and today you seem to be a different person." Ludwig never had any more problems with his kidneys. He did have several more contacts with his alien friends and ended up writing a book about his experiences. One condition which can be extremely painful is known as kidney stones. Caused by calcified deposits, today's treatment usually involves ultrasonics which disintegrate kidney stones, allowing them to be excreted with the urine. Not surprisingly, extraterrestrials have also cured people of kidney stones, as this next case illustrates. What's unusual in this case is that the person who was healed was not a contactee, but rather, a friend of a contactee. Case number 045. In August of 1980, Hector Vasquez of San Juan, Puerto Rico was awakened at 2 a.m. by severe side pains that had previously been diagnosed as kidney stones. Hector knew that he would have to go to the hospital, so he sent one of his children to get his friend, David Delmando, to drive him. David is an ordained Baptist minister and also a contactee. After seeing many UFOs, he had a face-to-face encounter with a short, almond-eyed, jump-suited figure who said he was from the Orion Star Cluster. Thus began a complicated series of contacts. Del Mundo's, however, had received no healings of his own, so he had no reason to expect his ET friends to assist his Earth friend. When he heard the news about the illness, he jumped up to drive Hector to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, however, they had a close-up encounter with an orange glowing luminous disc which could be seen hovering ahead of them above the road. It then flew alongside the car, paralleling its course. Then it flew back in front of the car in a strange pattern. They found no problems on the hospital. The craft seems to have made the cure through a sort of rays. Lunkyours, the following case is a good example of how pneumonia can sneak up on a person, and convert an annoying condition into a fatal condition in less than a day. The following case also involves a cure of pneumonia lung paternals. This case was investigated by John Mack MD, and appears in his book, Abduction. Case number 003. In 1942, Edward Garlos of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, developed a severe case of respiratory pneumonia. He had a high fever and was in a near coma. The illness was too much for Carlos to bear, and he had an out-of-body experience. Once outside his body, he found himself surrounded by gray-type aliens that apparently cured his astral body with beams of light. After this, when back to his body, his fever was broken and out of coma. He has later received other cures. Part 2. Part 2, Healing of Serious Illnesses and Chronic Diseases. Disease has always been one of the most feared and mysterious things on Earth. The evolution of disease on Earth is fascinating. Throughout history, various plagues and epidemics have wiped out large portions of humanity. Diseases like the Black Death, bubonic plague, cholera, polio, diphtheria, typhoid, smallpox and countless others raged unchecked through the population, killing millions of people. It wasn't until the germ theory of disease origins became popular that modern human doctors exercised some control over the unseen killers. Then came the widespread use of vaccinations. Soon the medical profession had access to penicillin and many other wonder drugs. Diseases, it seemed, had finally come under control. Of course, this was a major step forward, but hardly the end of disease. Many diseases continue to exist whose causes are still only partly understood. Consider the disease known as multiple sclerosis, which is a chronic disease of the nervous system. The symptoms include shaking limbs and uncontrolled spasms, difficulties with speech and eye movement, and an unsteady gait. There is no known cure, nor are the causes understood. However, the following case of a UFO healing involves a curing of this dreaded disease. As we shall see, the healing of this so-called chronic disease seems to have been permanent. Case number 042. On August 30, 1979, retired Canadian Army officer Jean Cyr of Street Eustache, Quebec, and his family were drawn outside of a strange humming sound. Once outside, they saw a large, glowing metallic disc rise from the fields behind their house and hover over their home, flashing down bright beams of light. They called up the nearby airport, who also confirmed that they could see the UFO. The tower controller vectored in a plane, but the UFO winked out and came back when the plane left. Another attempt provoked the same response. Meanwhile, neighbors of the CIS saw the object and called in the police. 5 hours later, the UFO left, leaving strange circular marks in a nearby field from where it was initially seen rising. Mr. Cyr and his family were extensively investigated by various UFO groups. Meanwhile, over the next few weeks, they began having more sightings. During one sighting, the UFO was again observed hovering low over the Cyr residence. Jean Cyr was able to get an audio recording of the UFO. Many other people in the area also saw the UFO. Sir also noticed strange marks on his body that couldn't be explained. Although this case has many fascinating aspects, the most fascinating of all is the amazing cure received by Jean Sir. Before the encounter, Sir suffered badly from multiple sclerosis and had to go to the hospital for treatment every 2 weeks. Normally, he would be in a wheelchair virtually paralyzed. However, after the series of encounters, Sir appeared to be completely cured. As the report on the case reads, all symptoms of the disease have gone, and he hasn't had a stroke since. As can be seen, diseases of the nervous system are quite serious indeed. However, the nervous system can be destroyed in ways other than disease. In the following case, a young man suffered from a severe cerebral aneurysm which completely destroyed his nervous system. Fortunately for him, he was the close friend of a contactee. And by the good graces of the aliens involved, a cure was effected. Case number 050. In 1984, João Vicente of Botucatu, Brazil, suffered near-fatal cerebral aneurysm. He was rushed to the hospital and put on life support equipment. Unfortunately, his aneurysm was so severe that the brain was flooded with blood, destroying the nervous system. The pressure inside João's skull was so heavy that surgery was impossible. Doctors recommended removal of the life support equipment because there was nothing that modern medicine could do for him. Then came an interesting turn of events. João Valeno, the hospital doorman, was a close friend of Vicente. Valeno also happened to be in contact with extraterrestrials. Valeno had experienced numerous contacts, was taken on tours of the solar system, was given predictions and physical artifacts, and was also permitted to take photographs of the UFOs and the aliens on their home planet. Valeno was well known for his contacts, so the doctors in the hospital asked Valeno if he would ask the aliens for some medicine. This is absolutely out of question regarding the cosmic blind people of the hospitals here in Scandinavia, but indicates the more open attitude to space contacts in South America. R.O.N., Valeno agreed and during his next contact, was given medicine by the ETs to give Vicente. UFO investigator Rodolfo R. Casalato was one of the principal investigators of the case. Permission has been graciously given to quote extensively from his report, which is published in the book, UFO Abduction at Botucatu, published by the UFO Photo Archives. As Casalato says, João Valeno obtained from the ETs a substance that after a simple analysis showed a very low fusion point. It melts at body temperature. The instructions were that the substance was to be rubbed into the foot sole, and something would form on that place and the residue from the brain, hemorrhage, would come out there. And that is exactly what happened, Casalato continues, and João Vicente started getting a little better. Sometime later, João Valério brought another substance to be rubbed on the spinal column, and that is being done now. X-rays are showing now that a new nervous system is taking over the older one destroyed. New arteries, and the damaged organs are being encapsulated by new tissue, all shown in the X-rays. The doctors call it a miracle. I saw João Vicente and he shook my hand and spoke some words and is getting better. This cure is not only well verified, but investigators managed to procure some of each batch of medicine for chemical analysis. Neither substance was identifiable. As the report of the first medicine reads, the substance was in soft crystal form with the crystals about the size and color of raw sugar. The crystals had to be kept away from heat because they began to melt down at about 115 degrees Fahrenheit. When held in palms and rubbed together, they decomposed into a greasy substance that was then absorbed or evaporated away or both. The result of the testing was that the substance was chemically unique. The second substance was never analyzed due to lack of funds. It costs over $1,000 for a typical analysis. The second substance, which was applied to Vicente's spinal column, was described as a dark irregular granular material from very fine up to 3 millimeters across. It was not in true crystalline form, as it lacked regularity, but looked more like it had been crushed, more like small shards. These pieces were semi-transparent, and of a dark reddish-brown color like shattered garnet stones. The full account of this amazing case, and the above-mentioned photos are all contained in the book, UFO Abduction at Botchakatu. The extraterrestrial's ability to cure disease seems nothing short of miraculous. Our human doctors are often helpless in the face of such horrendous health problems. However, the alien doctors seem to have no problem in this area. Their ability to regrow a new organ system may seem like science fiction, but more than one person has reported this type of cure. The Norwegian contactee Alf Jacobsen, Art Picture Down, says he has witnessed this kind of healing on a big mother ship, and he himself was also cured in his first contact. R.O.REM. The beam of light he, Arv, said emerged from above a pyramid building inside the enormous mothership, hit him in his chest, and he was spontaneous healed and recharged. His contacts was from an advanced civilization in M13, Hercules, that he have contacts to, but rarely, years between the contacts. He got healing abilities after that contact, and a video production is made about him of some students on a high school at Lillehammer, Norway in 2001, some from page 96. Still, however, there are isolated cases, which sometimes prove to be fatal. The following case involves a severe case of diphtheric, which was probably fatal, except for the fact that extraterrestrials intervened and cured the victim of the disease. Case number 016. In 1962, Alice Haggerty, then 6 years old, was stricken with diphtheria. Because of a religious background, Alice had not been vaccinated against the disease. For the same religious reasons, her parents refused to take her to the hospital. The doctor said that the condition was serious, but Alice's parents refused to listen. Over the next 2 weeks, her condition continued to deteriorate. The doctor visited daily, and at the end of the 2 weeks, he told Alice's mother that he did not expect Alice to live through the night. Alice, however, happened to be an abductee, and would eventually have several abductions. She tells the complete story of her abductions in an audio, taped interview available from the International UFO Library magazine. She is also one of the cases presented in David Jacobs' book, Secret Life, under the pseudonym, Lynn Miller. She has released her real name in her audio, taped interview. On the evening in question, Alice was abducted by friendly aliens, which she then described as angels in white robes with silver belts. Alice remembers being transported inside a UFO where the aliens told her she would be cured. They waved a small rod-like device around her body, and then made her stand inside a large blue cylinder with a little window. The aliens watched as a bright blue light was emitted from the top into the center of the cylinder. The light moved slowly down from the top of the machine until it was about 8 inches from the top of Alice's head. The light then retreated and Alice was instructed to exit the cylinder. According to Jacobs, the aliens informed her in a matter-of-fact manner that she was now cured and cleansed. Alice then underwent more of the typical types of procedures that are often performed aboard UFOs. The next morning, Alice's mother found her playing on the floor as if everything were perfectly normal. Alice was ordered back into bed by her mother and her doctor, but both admitted that the diphtheria was completely and totally gone. Another serious and chronic disease that afflicts a great many people is rheumatism. Rheumatism typically causes various joints in the body to become stiff and inflamed. The condition is very painful and, although treatments are available, there is no known cure. However, the fact that there is no known cure does not mean that a cure is non-existent. In fact, the following case is a solid example of someone who was cured of rheumatism by a UFO. Case number 023. On December 9, 1968, an unidentified Peruvian customs official was on his deck when he was struck on the front side of his body by violet rays from a UFO. The customs official was instantly cured of two disorders. One was the dramatic improvement of his vision. Before, he was severely myopic and wore thick glasses. After the encounter, his vision was perfect. In addition, he suffered from rheumatism, that is, until his UFO encounter. After being struck by the violet rays, his rheumatism completely disappeared. Another serious disease, which affects millions, is arthritis legit. Arthritis is basically an inflammation of the joints. In most cases, it is a chronic disease. It can also be painful and crippling. It can strike anyone at any age, but is most common among the elderly. In the following two accounts, people were cured of crippling arthritis after a close encounter with a UFO. Case number 057. Anna Soto of Watsonville, California, was driving with her boyfriend one afternoon in December 1988 when their car was suddenly enveloped in fog. Shortly later, they saw a bright, orange globe of light hovering over a nearby field. DeSoto had seen UFOs before, so they turned their car and headed towards the light. At that point, they experienced a period of missing time. Their next memory is walking into DeSoto's boyfriend's house nearly 5 hours later. They both went inside and fell into a deep sleep. The next morning, they both found that the bedsheets had blood stains. Anne also had a strange fork-looking mark on her hip. Even more amazing is that she was cured. As the report says, the arthritis she carried for years in that hip disappeared. Case number 065. May X is a 60-year-old waitress employed at a truck stop in Mississippi. Her job required her to be on the road in the early morning hours. On December 15, 1989, at 4 a.m., May was heading home when a bright light hovered over her car. Suddenly, it was 6 a.m., and May found herself waking up with her car parked along the side of the road. She had vague memories of being in a strange doctor's examining room. She remembered several figures standing around her while a doctor stood next to her and passed some kind of rod over her body again and again. May was perplexed as to what happened to her, but she was even more surprised to find that she had physical symptoms of the encounter. May had suffered from severe arthritis for several years. In fact, the arthritis was so bad that May found that she was about to be forced into retirement with no benefits. The arthritis was present in her wrist, knee and finger joints. After the missing time abduction, May discovered that her arthritis was gone. She no longer felt any pain, allowing her to continue her employment. The number one killer of Americans today is heart disease. There are at least 5 cases on record of healings involving the heart. The first case comes from Katharina Wilson, who has written a book about her UFO experiences titled Alien Jigsaw. Case number 060. On August 7, 1989, real estate broker Katharina Wilson of Portland, Oregon, was injured by a nearby strike of lightning while staying in Pensacola, Florida. She knew she was injured by the strike, but decided to wait until morning to see if her condition improved. Katharina also happened to be a UFO abductee, having had a huge number of encounters. That night, she was visited again. She woke up to find herself lying on her back on a table, suffering from excruciating chest pains. As Katharina watched from a dissociated state, gray-type aliens cut a square into her chest and attached a black mechanism with several extensions to the hole in her chest. When the pain became particularly intense, the aliens telepathically told her, "We are repairing your heart. You will be okay now." The next morning, Katharina woke up with a sore chest, but was otherwise healthy. As she says, "The first thing I did when I got out of bed was to look for a scar or a square cut into my chest. I found nothing. No blood on my sheets and no scar. My chest was sore throughout the day, but it was not as sore as I would have expected it to feel after such a radical operation. I believe this machine they had over my heart was realigning the electrochemical impulses in my heart because they had been altered by the lightning. Somehow I believed the aliens were repairing the damage the high voltage of the lightning had done to my heart. Katharina reports that she has undergone a large number of operations at the hands of aliens. As she says, they have performed surgery on me many, many times. It was shocking to remember the different times the aliens had performed surgery on me. What could the aliens be doing to me that would require my having surgery so often? It was not the first time I felt I may be a part of a huge experiment. Arterial sclerosis, Erfurkulning, is one of the leading forms of heart disease. Fortunately, we have many new treatments of heart disease. One of these treatments is radical but effective. It involves inserting miniature lasers into major arteries to clear them of fatty obstructions. In the following case, extraterrestrials used this exact procedure. Case number 068. Edward Carlos, a fine arts professor in Pennsylvania, has had many UFO encounters. In fact, he is one of the clients of John Mack, M.D., and is featured in Mack's book, Encounters. On April 15, 1990, he was visiting the island of Iona between Scotland and Ireland when he saw an inexplicable beam of light coming down from the clouds. Shortly later, the beam struck him and he experienced a missing time abduction. In the past, he had had many UFO encounters, some of which he remembered consciously. He began seeing Mack and undergoing hypnotic regression. He was able to recover the memories from the 1990 incident under hypnosis, during which he recalled being examined by several entities, including a reptilian-like humanoid, small white-skinned humanoids, and insect-like robotic creatures. He recalled having an anal examination to determine his health. As he says, they are clarifying that the inside of me is okay, and they are operating on me. If there is anything not right, the process can be healing. As he lay there, they examined his various organ systems, including his heart. They then used a laser-like light to clear Carlos' arteries. As he says, they can cause the change with their laser-like instruments. I feel an extremely heat in my heart, think it's healing. Healing of diabetes, case number 094. In Tbilisi, Georgia, Russian people are allegedly having contacts on a daily basis. This information comes from UFO researcher Helga Morrow, who owns a rare Russian UFO documentary. Says Helga, after almost 6 hours of studying this film carefully, I feel it is the most outstanding first-hand information about extraterrestrials ever to be filmed anywhere in the world. The film recounts several healings, including the following. The shaven stomach of a man shows a slight scar. He was permanently and painlessly cured of a heart condition. That is the sum total of the report. Cures from this area have appeared earlier in this book, and as we shall see in a later chapter, it is the location of several other dramatic cures by extraterrestrials. Yet another disease that causes much needless suffering is diabetes. Diabetes is a metabolic disorder, which often becomes apparent when the patient exhibits excessive thirst and urination. The most common type, diabetes mellitus, is caused by the body's failure to produce enough insulin, which helps to regulate the blood sugar level. Diabetes, if left untreated, can quickly lead to coma and death. Unfortunately, there is no known cure. There is, however, an unknown cure, as this next dramatic case clearly shows. Unfortunately, there is no date provided for the case. Case number 095. In Tbilisi, Georgia, a young diabetic girl told her family that she had been contacted by friendly aliens who cured her of her disease. According to her account, she was awakened by an alien with the name of Bernie Tari, who took her aboard a UFO. Once aboard, she met another friendly alien named Anuda, who put a respiratory type of device over her face. The aliens appeared human except that their lips were very thin. While on board, they offered her a sweet drink, which she refused because of her diabetes. Another alien named Adari told her that she was now cured. At home, her doctor administered a blood test and pronounced the girl free of the disease. An interesting fact is that the girl was given some mysterious stones which she was told to place in a glass of water.